At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, March 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The big three U.S. stock indexes each fell more than 1.5% today to close out a dismal first quarter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 550 points to close at 34,678. The S&P 500 was down 72 points, and the NASDAQ lost 221. The first 3 months of the year represented stocks' worst quarter since March of 2020, and the S&P snapped a seven-quarter winning streak. Despite the losses, investors have managed to stay calm in recent days in the face of the continuing Russia-Ukraine crisis and also overlooking fresh COVID-19 lockdowns in China. Instead, they're focusing on declining oil prices, possibly easing inflation. Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, fell nearly 5% to $107.91 a barrel on President Biden's plan to tap up to 180 million barrels of government oil reserves over the next 6 months. That would be the largest release from strategic stocks in history, according to RBC Capital Markets. Meanwhile, U.S. bonds finished their worst quarter in more than four decades. Yields on short to medium-term treasuries have logged their biggest quarterly gains in decades, with the two-year yield rising the most since 1984 and the five-year yield the most since 1987. It was also a tough quarter for tech stocks. Netflix has lost more than 37%, its worst quarter since 2012. Facebook parent Meta is down about 34%, its worst quarter on record. And PayPal also suffered a record quarterly loss, falling more than 38%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.